It's Friday.
Wow.
Long ass week is over.
Wow, he just came diving across the board here.
Yes.
Let me just bring something up.
Sure.
You skipped Monday.
Yeah, that was cyber whatever, and it was a national holiday.
I worked a double shift.
Yes, you did.
Because
he took off Monday.
Yeah. You guys should have skipped as well.
We don't want to meet behind. We want to go party, but you want to work.
But my point is, at this point, this is your fourth day of work.
I know, it's too much.
Thank God it's Friday. I don't know. I want to thank God it's Monday.
You guys like working for the man.
You guys already had a thank God. And that was Monday.
Right, exactly.
I can't believe you guys want to work more.
Oh, no, we're just calling you out.
Because you guys came to school?
Yes.
I told you, man. Let's go to the mall. Get on the bus, man.
You did. That's true.
Let's go smoke out.
All right, on Fridays at 5 o'clock, we do our All Request Fest.
Yeah, nothing but loud stuff. It has to be loud.
Do you want to identify this radio station yet?
No.
If people don't know by now, you know?
I can't help them.
That feels unfulfilled. All right, go on.
KLOS. Words that need to go away in the new year.
Oh, yes.
They always put out these lists, and they are incomplete.
Yeah, what's the one?
To say the least.
What is the word of the year? Oh, authentic.
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 Come on.
Shut up.
That just shows you that nothing is authentic.
That's so beautiful. A new feature, the Grinch of the Day.
Yay, that's me.
That is Sluggo every day.
Screw everybody.
We have People Are Dumb. And we have I'm Sorry, What?
I'm sorry, what?
Plus, we have tickets to the Kings home game tomorrow night.
That's right. You're going to have to answer some hockey slang.
Correct.
In order to get into the game on, is it Sunday or tomorrow
night? I think it is Sunday. I think you're right. It's Sunday.
And,
on 95.5 KLOS.
Who would have thunk it? Billy doing a Christmas song. I remember when that first came out. I'm like, what? Billy? That doesn't make any sense. He's the angriest man in the world.
Speaking of which, we should do a new feature called Grinch of the Day.
Yeah, Grinch of the Day.
We don't really have an intro for it or anything, there is a bizarre story that just broke 8 hours ago.
Okay.
Mystery as inflatable Santa gunned down in suspected drive-by shooting.
Kids, I don't approve of drive-by shootings, but that's hilarious.
A Kentucky resident is furious.
I'm so angry.
After his inflatable Santa decoration was downed in an apparent drive-by shooting. What do you think they were... Did they just think it would be funny?
Do they really
hate Christmas? Do they think it was funny?
No, I think both. Actually, probably a little both. All the cheerfulness, which is... It's just... Come on. Just relax. Let everybody have their little jollies for 1 month.
But a drive-by.
But that's hilarious.
Taking out an inflatable Santa. Donald Nelson had just finished putting up Christmas decorations.
That's it blowing down by there.
Yeah. Outside his home, including a brand new $200 giant inflatable Father Christmas.
I was wondering how much it cost.
$200.
I bet it was the Kinks. I bet they're the ones who drove by and shot at it.
That could be.
Father Christmas.
So somebody slowed down, put a gun outside their window of their car, shot the inflatable Santa, and drove off.
Really? Oh my God, that's insane.
Really?
So where is this again? You said Tennessee or something?
Yes, it's in Kentucky.
Kentucky, same thing. God, that's...
How crazy is that?
Wow.
There's camera footage that has been obtained shows the car turning around while the sound of the firearm rings out. So they came to a stop and made sure they could aim at the Santa.
Bang!
Seconds later, the Santa falls back and starts to deflate.
You know, so are they going to raise, are they going to get a, fund going? Is everybody going to contribute?
I assume so.
Fix Santa. It's so sad. Were the reindeer okay? Did he shoot the reindeer?
No, just Santa.
Yeah, just
everybody
Santa.
Else is
Took
fine.
Took the fat bastard out.
Isn't it funny that this guy just finished decorating? It's December 1st. He just finished decorating, and he goes, pop, pop! And he goes outside, and Santa is...
Looks drunk.
Yes.
He's kind of passed over.
He's completely...
And then he checks his camera, and someone's shooting at his Santa.
What's happening? Why would someone shoot my Santa?
Definitely a Grinch of the Day, man. That's pretty much unbeatable. And I sadly heartily approve.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. The All Request Fest happens at 5 o'clock between 5 and 7.
We want to hear what you want to hear to get your weekend started. It needs to be loud, and we can dig it out. We'll play it. waiting for you.
Most of the time, we have short attention spans, and we just fly through the news, the headlines. You skim.
Sure.
You move on. Uh-huh. Sometimes you have to stop and say, I'm sorry, what?
Oh, I'm sorry.
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 Sorry. Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry. What?
What?
2,500 syringes of dangerous vaginal tightening gel seized at the airport.
Vaginal tightening gel. Syringes filled.
Yes.
What were they going to do with them? I'm horrified to ask.
I can only guess there's one.
I guess it's going to tighten
stuff. There's only one usage.
Excuse me, would you like to be tightened today?
Customs agents at the Minneapolis St. Paul International Airport seized thousands of syringes.
Wow.
And what they say is a dangerous and unapproved vaginal tightening gel. That, first of all, is there a approved vaginal tightening gel?
Oh, yeah.
That's a thing.
Oh, I've got a couple, I'll tell you.
Do you?
Couple favorites, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, I wouldn't want to be on that flight. What's going on in the back and in coach?
A release from U.S. Customs and Border Protection states the syringes were discovered in a shipment from Hong Kong that was bound for a Woodbury home, which I guess is in the Minneapolis.
One house?
Yeah.
Woo!
That is somebody with a loose vagina. Right? I need 2,500 syringes of it.
I have an idea, dear. I think this might work to, you know, the little problem we've been having. I'm just thinking, I'm going to get a lot.
The syringes were wrapped in pink packaging, appearing ready for resale, so they didn't even try to hide them.
Do they have bows on them? I mean, how do you package that kind of stuff?
I don't know.
But cheerful bears? Or
it does have a brownish gel inside.
Oh.
I don't love that.
It's never like a brownish gel.
Nope, that's never good.
You don't want a brownish gel.
Officials say the ship it was valued at about $19,000, but was seized. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
The dangerous shipment is another example of someone using unregulated gels to prey on unknowing consumers.
What do you mean,
with false promises?
Another example? Like, what other examples are there? What other tightening things are out there floating around in the market?
I didn't know this was a thing.
Neither did I. I don't want to know about that.
We're childish that we don't even want to know about it.
I don't even want to know about it. I don't want to know about the legitimate ones, let alone the
2,500 syringes of dangerous vaginal tightening gel.
I saw them at Coachella.
They're a good band.
They're really good.
They're really strong.
Hey, by the way, speaking of bands, these guys going to be opening up Aerosmith on the 7th of this month, a Peace Out Tour. So you're going to get Black Crowes now and then Aerosmith, just like you will at the show. No cheating, Kevin. Don't look.
I don't know what that means.
How do they spell plane in that song?
P-L-A-I-N.
Damn it! Damn it! Damn it! I'm glad I didn't offer you the $5.
I'm a spelling champ. Should know that.
That's a fact.
I'm not dumb.
Nah.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Slugger.
Who?
They ought to know.
I just want you play this report because it's spectacular.
All right.
Yeah, Trisha, I think it's attorney suspended because he is accused of throwing a poop-filled Pringles container onto the property of a crime victim advocacy center.
Wow. So wait, this was an attorney?
Okay, so hold on.
He passed the bar. He spent all those years and then he gets angry about something and he poops in a Pringles can and throws it on a consumer advocacy.
Right.
Wow.
So this news anchor has never had to deal with a story like this before.
Okay.
I've been doing this for 30 years. Right. I've never seen that before. Never said that before.
I don't think I've ever heard of it.
Never heard of it before.
We've talked about all sorts of weird
stuff. What kind of weird behavior is that? Why a Pringles can?
Yeah, why a Pringles
lid?
Because
it has a lid?
And it's easy to throw. It's sort of a Molotov cocktail in its own sort of way. But maybe there was some tie-in to the person they were angry at?
I don't know
I doubt it. I doubt it.
Yeah, Trisha, I think it's safe to say a lot of people have not ever heard of something like this happening. But this is pretty serious because it went to the Ohio Supreme Court, and the justices have decided to suspend criminal defense attorney Jack Blakeslee for a year.
Just a year?
Right? That's what I thought.
You can fling poo in a Pringles can and only get suspended for a year?
This is a great country. Right
now, 6 months of that is considered stayed. Now, Blakeslee is accused of pooping into a Pringles potato chip container.
Is that easy? Because that seems like it might be difficult.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm, of course, and we all are, I'm sure, picturing the mechanics of it.
Unfortunately, let's not.
then tossing that container into the parking lot of the Haven of Hope Victim Advocacy Center in Cambridge back in 2021.
Haven of Hope
Victim Advocacy Center.
Now, that's a place you're going to hate. Clearly, you're going to hate a place like that and fling poo at them. Wow.
Well, he's a lawyer, and I think he's going to meet them in court.
Is he possibly a gibbon? Aren't they the ones who fling their poo?
I don't know.
He's been, you know, all these years, he's
been parading as a human?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the Ohio Supreme Court justices believe that that behavior shows that his ability to practice law is questionable, which led to them suspending him. Now, Blakeslee says he was not targeting the advocacy center, claiming...
Claiming.
What was the lawyer claiming? He wasn't targeting them.
He didn't mean to throw it into that parking lot.
Right, it could have been anyone.
He thought...
What answer could you possibly give that would help?
That would be okay. That would make it all right.
Well, he gives an answer that makes it worse.
Really?
Yep.
I thought it was a bunch of nuns. I hate nuns.
That he has a habit of pulling what he calls the Pringles prank and said that he did it at least 10 times that year.
Why would he tell them?
Right?
By the way.
He's gotten away with it 9 times before.
Just so you know, I've done it at least 10 other times.
To randos, apparently.
And that's supposed to...
Make it okay?
Make it okay that...
I'm thinking another 10 years, man.
Listen, I do it a lot. That's his defense.
We found you doing heroin. I think we have to suspend
right.
you. I do it all the time.
But I do it a lot.
Oh, well, then it's fine. Never mind. Don't worry about it. Wow.
But the justices believe he had known that the advocates working at the center for years, they were known to him, and he was going to see them in court just 15 minutes after throwing the container.
15 minutes.
At the time, we're told he was representing someone accused in a capital murder case.
Clearly, he is the worst lawyer ever because he's trying to get his own self
disbarred
or get away with it, and that's his excuse.
Yeah,
that's
could be.
The worst lawyer ever.
That case is murder. Well, murder was the case that they gave him.
I have seen in lots of cases of murder poo being flung.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is a normal thing?
Pretty common.
Lawyers
yeah.
do it all the time.
At least 10 times, yeah.
Goat and irregardless are among the banished words for 2023.
Irregardless. You know, yep. I have noticed that's finally kind of slipped off the radar. People finally don't mistakenly say that anymore. But goat, really? I don't have a problem with goat.
Greatest of all time?
Yeah.
Here are the arguments for against these.
Okay.
They want these words to disappear.
Right.
The argument against using goat is that it's not provable. Because
everybody's like, oh, this is the craziest thing that's ever happened. Literally, they always say.
Right.
So none of it's provable.
Goat. Well, they're saying it needs to go away.
It's also just an excuse to call someone a goat. Hey, old goat. You're the greatest of all time.
Number two, inflection point.
Inflection point?
Yep.
No problem. I don't know what that is.
Number three, quiet quitting.
I kind of like that, actually. That's been kind of a cool thing people have been doing. I don't have a problem with that.
Number four, gaslighting. I think the problem that they have with a lot of these are that they're overused
and
they've lost a lot of their meaning.
Yeah, the juice is gone.
Yeah.
There's another one that can go, juice. I hate that one.
No one says it. Number five, moving forward.
Ah, yes. Are we going to get to thinking outside the box?
Nope. That's not one this year, but I'm sure it is past years. Number six, amazing.
Amazing. All right. You know what? It's amazing. I'll sue you.
Number seven, one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Does that make sense? You do say that a lot, actually.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I'm saying one of my favorites to hate on.
Oh, okay. I think you say that.
I don't say that.
I don't know. Does that make sense to you listening?
I don't say that.
Okay.
Because I hate it. Because usually it's after something that's really,
yes,
like, I'm going to write on this paper with this pen.
Oh, does that make
sense? Does that make sense?
No, it doesn't.
Shut up. Number eight, irregardless.
Yeah, that, I mean, come on.
That's not even correct.
No.
Number nine, absolutely.
Absolutely. I can't stop saying that. I say it all the time.
Same.
Absolutely.
And number 10
yeah.
had gone away in 2008 and then came back and needs to go away now. It is what it is.
Hmm. Yeah.
That one needs
Wait,
to
how
go
do
away.
We know that it went away? That's a goat saying, and we don't have any proof that it truly fell off the
vernacular. Are you messing with me right now?
What, does that make sense?
818-955. KLOS.
What are the words that you hate? The
words phrases. And or slogans, yeah. Phrases that you hate and you cannot, you would be fine not hearing them again.
Yeah, probably ones your boss uses.
818-955-KLOS. What about circle back?
Oh,
and at the end of the day.
Oh, I hate at the end of the day. I hate it. Like, yeah. I totally, like, I can't, like, take it, like, at all. So I was at a certain amusement park recently and sitting to get in line and, you know, for a ride. And this girl behind us kept saying, like. You remember Valley Girls in the 80s, like, totally, like, said it. Yeah. I ended up counting in 4 minutes. Four! She said, like, 52 times! So, like, I, like, you know, and I told him, like, and he was, like, and I was, like, and I was, like, 52 times.
I loved
times.
That you were counting.
I did. I started counting. I'm, like, oh, my God, stop.
Old man is counting. We're talking about words and phrases, like, that need to disappear in the new year. KLOS, hello.
Hi. Could care less.
Mm. Could care less, yeah.
Couldn't care less.
Yeah.
You really, literally can't care less, but, yeah.
It's not possible for me to care any less.
That's how we want it said next year.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Right on.
Excellent.
Perfect.
Thank you. KLOS, hello.
Does that make sense?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
The words that I cannot stand. Cray cray.
Ah, you don't like the cray, babe.
I say cray cray, but only to be funny.
That's got to be the worst one ever.
It is. It's awful.
Kevin, do you say it to your bae?
Oh, huh? Man. I'm sorry. He just knocked the breath out of me.
Well, right on. I'm with you on that, even though Kevin says it. I don't know.
I say it to be funny, though, because it's awful.
You say it ironically, as the kids
horrible.
Say.
Yes.
While wearing it a little ironic hat.
Yes. Thank you for
thanks
calling. KLOS, hello.
Kevin, I struggle. What about the delish?
Delish.
Delish.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. I don't like any of those shortened words, really.
Yeah, they're sus.
You guys are using my stupidity as a commercial now.
Well, what?
You guys are using my stupidity as a commercial.
Oh my God! Are you in? You didn't have a guess for the name game,
Pete.
Yeah.
Yay!
You know what it was. I was thinking about Joe Dirt, man.
Listen, we love you.
Yes.
And we're going to continue to use you that way.
Yes.
Can I get my royalties, please?
Nope. Thanks for calling and being dumb. We appreciate it.
All right, we're looking for words and phrases that need to bite the dust. 818-955-KLOS.
Oh, and here's what he's talking about, him being dumb. We're talking about words and phrases that need to go away.
You just got to quit using these damn words and phrases. That's all there is to it.
Driving us crazy. What do you got?
Hey, you two. It's flight attendant Angeline here.
Hi, Angeline.
Hi. I cannot stand whatever.
Whatever. Really? What about these United States of whatever?
That's a song.
It's so disrespectful.
Whatever.
I can see that. Whatever means what you're saying is irrelevant.
Like,
doesn't
I don't
matter.
Even care. Like, I'm not even, like, gonna, like, even, like, I don't even remember what I was saying.
Exactly.
What about the shortened version of that, which is whatevs?
Oh.
Okay. All right. Take it easy.
Thanks for calling. And we agree with you, actually.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thank you. Words and phrases you'd like to see go away.
Oh, I would love to see the phrase, to tell you the truth.
Mm.
Or to be totally honest, no, I prefer you just lie to me. Just lie to me. I prefer that.
That is dumb. You're right. And a lot of people say it.
Yep.
Thank you.
Doesn't make me believe them anymore.
Nope.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey!
Hi there. Are we reaching?
To be honest.
We are reaching.
Whatever.
Absolutely.
Well, happy Friday!
Woo!
So, the phrase is, for reals?
For reals.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that's a bad one. That's true.
What? You know what I'm saying?
It's like not thinking outside the box, that phrase.
Oh,
for
man.
Reals.
Yeah, yeah. It's, come on. You're already lying, you know. For reals?
Moving forward, let's stop that.
At the end of the day.
For reals?
Does that make sense? All right.
Didn't know.
KLOS, hello.
Absolutely 100% unprecedented.
Unprecedented?
Unprecedented.
Yeah, that's
all right.
What I mean.
I got
I don't
you.
Get it.
Okay, all right.
I don't know. I hear that one very often.
I can't say it, so yeah. There's no way I'm
going to. That's why I have to go away. I can't say it either.
All right. I
right
got
on
you.
That. Thanks, dude.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, so the things you can't stand, you know.
Which one?
You know.
Oh, you know.
You know. People are talking to you, say, they're telling you a story, they say, you know? Well, obviously you don't know, but they keep telling you, you know?
I finally realized, it's funny, I was listening to someone who's usually very good at speaking, but they were kind of nervous, and they kept throwing that in, and it occurred to me, I think people are
It's a crutch.
Yes, yep. And it's also like, I mean, I know that you do know what I'm trying to say, and I'm just hoping that as I say that, I gain the moment of thought to say it, and it's just sort of weird, but yeah, it does blow.
Yep.
It kind of sucks.
All right. It blows and sucks.
Yeah, whatever, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Words and phrases that need to disappear next year. We are talking about words and phrases that need to go away.
All right. I got one. I think Riz. Have you guys heard of Riz?
Riz, yep.
I just, man, that's got to be the worst thing for being good at flirting I ever heard. It's got to be made up by someone who has no game whatsoever.
Zero game.
That is true.
I am able to smoke that. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
How about what's the deal and here's the deal?
Here's the deal. Listen, here's the deal.
Watch out for somebody that starts out a sentence out with, here's the deal, guy.
Here's the deal. Guy.
Here's the deal.
You know, if they throw in a guy, I'm definitely out.
Yeah, no kidding.
Run.
Yeah.
Run.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Look, here's the deal.
What's going on, guys? Can we hit the erase button, please, on Hella?
Hella.
Hella needs
Hella
to go away.
Hella annoyed with Hella.
I haven't heard that much, but I'm with you on that. Gwen, we don't need it.
Gwen said it just last night. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, by the way, thanks for those KISS tickets, guys. That show was awesome, man. Oh. I had an absolute blast at the Hollywood Bowl.
Excellent.
Nice. Awesome.
I didn't think we actually gave those out. That's fantastic.
Having sent someone to see those humans right there, decided to throw some KISS on for you. It's the KLOS Free Ride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy.
Sorry, my bad. We have 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Colorado Avalanche this Sunday.
Nice.
At Crypto.com Arena. Everybody else could get their tickets at LAKings.com/tickets. But if you want to be caller 25, we'll do some hockey slang and we'll give away 4 tickets right now. Good luck.
And as promised earlier, here's your dialing music. Who's this?
This is Kathy.
Kathy, you're caller 25.
Awesome.
You ready for some hockey slang?
I'm going to try.
All right. What does it mean when a team is shorthanded?
Why do all of these sound naughty to me?
A team is shorthanded.
They are down a team member.
They're down a team member.
They're down a player, yes.
Is that correct. Right?
Yes.
You're Kathy, check you out!
That's correct.
You win!
I'm so smart.
Yes, you are. A team has a player in the penalty box. They play a man down, and you got the 4 tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Colorado Avalanche this Sunday at Crypto.com Arena. And again, everybody else can get their tickets now at LAKings.com/tickets.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
I was listening to that on the drive-in today, and I thought, I need to throw that on the radio. I love that damn song.
That is a good song, yeah.
That's sort of what we're doing right now. You think of something that's going to start your weekend, you call us because it is...
The All Request Fest.
Best clearance for the All Request Fest?
We do. Let's do it.
Well, we can begin now. 818-955-KLOS or hit us up on Twitter.
At Kevin and Sluggo. It's the All Request Fest. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking the fog hat.
Fog hat.
Hat.
Yeah, fog hat.
Hat.
Fog.
Hat.
Hell yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm talking about. Hat.
I understand you have a request for us now.
I do. Darren has dared us to play Queens of the Stone Age.
Challenge accepted. Killer stuff from Yoko Loco, Yoko Loco's Dirty Honey. That is Won't Take Me Alive in the KLOS All Request Fest.
Hi, you calling for songs?
Yes, yeah. It's our All Request Fest.
Oh, nice. Can you have some Judas Priest on?
Hell yeah, absolutely. Anything in particular?
Anything.
Wendy!
Yes, Lisa?
Is the water warm enough?
Yes, Lisa.
Shall we begin?
Yes, Lisa.
That was the Fighters Who for Lisa. She said her name was Lisa. Wanted to hear that one. So we did it, right?
That's how it works.
No, you're supposed to say yes, Lisa.
Yes, Lisa.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, thank you. It's our All Request Fest.
Yes, sir. How about a Nirvana's final, the final song they recorded, You Know You're Right?
Wow, I haven't heard that one in a very long time.
You think you might be able to play it, or?
That's up to my pal, Kevin. Kevin, can we play it?
Si, senor.
K-Rock, All KLOS All Request Fest. Shut up, get off me. It's because we just played Nirvana, that's why. Hello?
Can you do a request for me from my mom?
Aw.
What song?
Inner Garden DeVita from Player Piece.
Inner Garden DeVita.
No, I like the way you say it.
Yeah.
Slayer, please. Slayer.
Slayer, the Slayer cover. Okay. Oh my God, is that the one your mom wants to hear?
Yeah.
How much do I love your mom? That rules.
I don't want to hear that again.
Yeah, baby. Psycho killer. Do you think Psycho Mike might be listening today?
He might.
I want to maybe send that out to him. Psycho killer. Hey, what would you do with $1 million? Yamaball Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving one lucky winner $1 million on December 18th in the Million Dollar Moment. Details are at yamaball.com. Must be 21 or older to enter. Are you ready to do another half hour of the All Request Special?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you sure?
Absolutely.
You don't want to lay down in the back room for a while, go to sleep?
Nope.
Catch some Z's?
Nope.
All right, we got another 30 minutes of this stuff coming up.
It's the All Request Fest on KLOS. What do you want to hear?
Hey, for All Request, would you please play AC/DC? Kick in the kick.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. It's time for What We Learned. And I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, what?
A shipment of fake vaginal tightening gel was seized.
And how many thousands of syringes full were there?
25,000.
Woo! Party tonight.
And people are dumb. A lawyer was disbarred after he was caught throwing a Pringles can full of poop into his opponent's parking lot.
And what was his excuse to get out of it?
I wasn't targeting them. I've done this like 10 times this year.
He calls it his Pringles prank.
Yes.
So, you know, he should not be disbarred.
And in our Grinch of the day, a man decorated his house, put up an inflatable Santa, and somebody did a drive-by and shot it dead.
And he's my new hero. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday. Peace out.
One last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Okay, this is kind of weird. We just played the new Rolling Stone song for Hackney Diamonds. We're going to play another one. We're going to pretend it's Tuesday, which is a terrible thing to say.
Okay.
We're going to play two in a row. And then we're going to play the new one from Rolling Stones. And between now and five, we're going to play a new Beatles song.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I've never worked in a radio station that played a new Beatles song.
Welcome to 1974.
68.
Sorry.
27, whatever. That's all crazy, right. But that's coming up in a matter of moments. So, of course, you've heard the story of the Sex Pistols going on the British version of the Today Show and dropping the dread F-bomb. That happened on this day in rock in 1976. Alice in Chains did not open for Van Halen in Memphis like they were supposed to on this day in rock in 1991 because Jerry Cantrell was on a hunting trip and was under the impression that there were 31 days in November.